Good morning, Chairman.
Stephen Mayne, a very small shareholder in six back truck vehicles. Happy to tell the meeting that the shares are up to a high of 30, or opened at 32.38 this morning in a falling market. So obviously investors and the analysts are very impressed with the upgrade. I've got to get down to the APN shareholder vote meeting at 11, so I beg your indulgence to ask a quick fire four or
five. I'm sure everyone will be disappointed, Stu.
So I'll be less than 2 minutes. First one is just, could you give us a summary of the our Qantas relationship in terms of our aircraft leasing business? Orco was looking to lock the whole thing up with their bid. Was that going to hurt us, and what's the status of our relationship with Qantas? Can you tell us the average price that we're into a Linta? Because you're obviously right about the dramatic increase in our unbooked profits from 260 to 450 million. How much of that is a Linta? And given that we will receive some more stock in various funds as part of the Alinta deal, what's the plan with our various shareholdings in the various funds? Are we proposing to allow them to all increase as a result of Alinta going through, or would there be plans to potentially sell any of them down? Can you explain the tax deferred asset increase from 214 million to 360 million? What's that relate to? And finally, Phil and I had an exchange over Christmas, I think, about Michael Sharp, the chairman of our audit committee. I'd just like to put on the record that I don't think it's appropriate that the chairman of our audit committee has an office supplied by PwC, or works out of an office supplied by PwC where he used to be a partner. I know that our auditor is Ernst & Young, but the fact is that the majority of our funds use PwC as their auditor. Now, you know, these sort of things are not particularly well accepted these days, and it would look a lot better if the office arrangement and the commercial arrangement with Mr. Sharp and PwC was terminated. So could you comment on all of those points? Thank you.
I don't know if I can remember them all. I won't make any further comment on Michael Sharp. If Michael wants to comment, he may, other than to say that I think we are privileged to have Michael as chairman of our work committee. He is probably one of the most highly qualified people in Australia to hold that position. And my guess is that where he has an office has no impact on his independence, integrity, or ability to perform that role. I also won't comment on our entry price into Alinta, other than to say that that of that 450 million, it represents any unrealised gain on Alinta shares would represent well less than 20% of that amount. In terms of our holding, what we do with our shares, our position in our funds, we have consistently said as one of our strategic positions is to hold a material amount of equity in our funds as a co-investor with the investors in those funds, as well as so to show an alignment of interest, as well as a general belief in the performance, as is evidenced by the significant increase in unbooked value of those holdings. We will be diluted in Babcock & Brown Power and Babcock & Brown Infrastructure quite significantly by the Alinta transaction in terms of our holding, and the amount of scrip that we would get back through our Alinta holding will only go a very small way to offsetting that dilution. So realistically, we are going to dilute in percentage terms as a consequence of our holding, as a consequence of the Alinta transaction, and certainly we don't have any current intention to dispose of those additional shares that we would get. In fact, we've in the context of the bid, suggested to Alinta shareholders that it is our current intention to take the all-scrip option in the context of the bid for Alinta. Michael Larkin, you might want to comment on the tax deferred balance or deferred tax balance.
Go to Mike.
Just to introduce Michael as our CFO.
It's simple answer. It's out note 22 in the accounts that relates to the increase in our deferred income during the period, which we pay tax on but haven't yet recognised for accounting purposes.
Finally, Qantas. Jim, I don't think we have any leases. Jim heads up our operating lease division. I don't believe we have any aircraft currently on lease to Qantas. And while we have a very good relationship with senior management, at this point in time, neither the success or the subsequent failure of the APA bid for Qantas would have had any impact on our business at all. I think that was all the questions, Stu. Enjoy the APN meeting.